It is 8:07 on your rainy Tuesday morning. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Crisper. Yes, indeed. It rained and rained. Our sump pump, thank goodness we have one, is quite busy.
Well, we're already at the 2-inch mark since after midnight this morning until now. More rain on the way, of course. We'll talk about that here later on this hour. Of course, it is time for Community Conversations being brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, and we have Floyd County Medical Center in studio. Do the honors, Kay Winkleman.
We sure do, and it's my honor to introduce Matt Cooper. He is the CNO, Chief Nursing Officer at Floyd County Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming in. We're going to be talking about men's health here, and men's health is so important. You guys, Crisberg, I'm just going to pick on you.
Sure.
Do you tend to put stuff off?
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. Okay, so that's why we're here. We're going to discuss all this. So first of all, Matt, let's talk about the specific differences between men and women when related to their health.
Well, one of the things you find that's kind of interesting is the longevity of life. And a lot of it comes back to exactly what we were just talking about. As men, we have this machismo about ourselves. There's nothing wrong with us. We're not sick. You know, we'll just brush it off. We'll keep going. We don't need to go to the doctor. Or it'll pass. Give it a week. Unfortunately, some things don't pass. So as an end result, men on average live 6 years less than women. So our life expectancy is not the same. And part of it is because as men, we may not take as good of care of ourselves as women do.
Mm-hmm. It seems as the women kind of have those benchmarks of things that we know we need to do. At age 40, we need to start getting a mammogram. There's all these benchmarks for women. What about those for men?
There are similar benchmarks for men. The thing that's different is that women are more regimented and more dedicated to taking care of themselves. They know that at a certain age, they need to start mammograms. Certain age, need to have a colonoscopy. As a guy, it's like, oh, I should be having that colonoscopy. Boy, what is that thing? I'll put it off. You know, there's no big deal. There's no family history. Some guys maybe have family history, so they're more in tune with that. But for the average individual who doesn't have a family history or know things about it, they may not do the routine screenings and things that actually could save your life in the end.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about heart disease.
Heart disease is one of the number one killers in men. Approximately 350,000 men die every year of heart disease. The thing of it is, heart disease isn't just having a heart attack. There are multiple things along with heart disease, as far as congestive heart failure, atherosclerosis, which can be the clogging of the arteries and things, just overall peripheral vascular disease in addition can cause stroke and different things that many of us, as we go about our daily lives, just doing our thing, maybe have a little twinge, a little pain, a little this, a little that, find yourselves getting short of breath when you didn't used to get short of breath. It's like, oh, I'm just out of shape. Could be a sign of other things as well that perhaps you're putting off, and more so as you age. You know, I mean, we're kind of like a machine. When everybody is kind of like a machine, when you think about it, you got to check the oil in your engine every once in a while. You have to make sure there's some grease in the fittings and different things to make that difference so that things work better. You do that for your lawnmower. Why wouldn't you do that for your body?
Let's reference women. We are told we need to start getting a mammogram at the age of 40. When should a man really start seeing a physician on a yearly basis for whatever it is?
Well, you know, realistically, when you reach adulthood, but certainly by the age 35, you want to start scheduling an annual physical with your physician. And that may not include the, you know, everybody's, oh, they're going to check my prostate, or they're going to do this, or they're going to do that.
The cough test.
They may. But the thing of it is, they aren't doing it because it's something that's good for you. It's something to perhaps catch something sooner rather than later so that something can be done about it. Because you don't want to find out after the fact, gosh, I wish I would have. I worked with a guy one time, and he made a statement that just meant so much to me, and that statement was that life is not a dress rehearsal. You get one go at it. And because you get one go at it, you want to make it the best it can be. Part of that is getting your routine checkups, making sure you get your labs drawn as necessary. Follow your physician's advice. In addition to that, there's things, simple things you can do. One of the things that I often tell people is just the fact that keep moving. You know, you don't necessarily have to have a gym membership. Some people choose to go to the gym. Some people jog. Different things. Even if you take the furthest parking space in the parking lot and walk to where you're going, that's more activity than you would have had you not done that.
Mm-hmm.
Activity will strengthen your heart. Activity will help with your digestive system. Activity will help with your joints. It'll help strengthen your bones. It's just so important to keep active as you age throughout life.
Speaking with Matt Cooper here, he is the CNO of Chief Nursing Officer at Floyd County Medical Center. Mental health. Men and mental health. Is mental health something, again, men just probably think they can fight through?
I think that there unfortunately maintains a stigma about mental health. And it's one of those things that's very difficult, I think, because of the masculinity that we try to portray or live with. It's just part of how we're wired. To admit that we may have weaknesses, to admit that we may be having ill feelings or off thoughts, things of that nature. The reality is that when it comes to suicide risk, men are 4 times more likely to commit suicide than women. And is that because of the fact that we're more reluctant to reach out for help? Potentially.
Well, and there's many, I think any of our providers, anybody can go in and see our providers and say, you know, I'm not feeling well mentally. And they can get you the help you need.
Be it an
easy med, you know, maybe it's an anxiety med. Maybe it's more in-depth counseling, whatever it is. A provider can get that guy to the right place.
Yes, they can. And, you know, there's no shame in discussing with your family provider. If you've been having thoughts, if you're blue, I'm feeling a little blue today. Well, what does that mean? It means different things to different people. It could be that maybe you've had life events, stressors can end up leading to mental illness. I mean, it's just one of those things where if you can't get your head above water and don't see the ability to get above water, what is that doing for you? What are you thinking? And discuss those things with somebody. If it's not your healthcare provider, talk to your neighbor, talk to your friend, talk to your family, talk to your dog.
Pastor, whomever, yeah. So in summary, Matt, what would you recommend to other men who might be listening to help them maintain their own health?
I'd say do the right things at the right times. The right things at the right times. If they recommend that checkup, they don't recommend it because it's something that they just kind of thought up. They recommend it because based on science, and a lot of smart people doing a lot of research, they have discovered that having certain tests, exams, and treatments at specific times in your life can help with the longevity of your life and the quality of your life. You want to live life to the fullest. And to live life to the fullest sometimes is maintaining that engine. Make sure you get your oil changes. Make sure you keep the grease in the fittings. All those simple things that can keep you going.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chief Nursing Officer Matt Cooper, in studio this morning. We very much appreciate your time. Lots of really exciting things coming up at the hospital and clinic in terms of the groundbreaking and all that. And we'll talk about that next month, I'm pretty darn sure.
Yes, lots are coming our way.
It's exciting. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Very enlightening. It's 8:16. We do have a Tyler Mitchell from the Charles City Park and Rec coming up on KCHA. Hang on.